of Wildea Tausch begins now. Hey, remember that time we courted Mishmel Schmalman of Unsportsmanlike?
Yep, I do.
Feels like a while ago.
Long off season.
Yeah, a lot of things to talk about. But this morning, she revealed her finalists. Now, The Bachelor and The Bachelorette are on ABC, which is in the Disney family, so I'm not surprised ESPN radio and Unsportsmanlike use the Rose concept. But guess which NFL organization was among the finalists to get a rose? Here is Michelle revealing it.
This team has been on my radar for a while. I like a lot about this team, and they like a lot about me.
Ooh.
They've made their love known, which is something that I care about. When someone deserts you, you want to feel that love again. And the Green Bay Packers have shown me that love. Give them a rose, Ev.
The Packers.
All right, so here's my question. Did I miss it where the actual organization took part in this? Because I feel like we were the ones who showed
fans,
her the love.
So we obviously let her know we were interested, right? As a team, and as you know,
made a very good argument. I thought we did too.
I thought we kind of put our best foot forward, and then we've kind of stayed back. And again, I don't think we should be in the business of chasing. We are the if we're not the best organization in all of sports, football, yes. We have a lot to offer, and it's kind of up to her now to understand that. I think she does, and that's why we received a rose today. But I think now we're at the point where what do we need to do next? I firmly believe she loves Joe Burrow. And even when she was on with us, got the idea that she was enjoying all of the attention, but had one eye over on Joey B.
Yeah.
Now,
he's
Burrow got a haircut.
Yeah.
He got a haircut. I don't think it looks great for Joe B. The team isn't going to pay their receiver. T. Higgins is gone. Jamar Chase is unhappy with 2 years left on his deal. I don't know what their ownership is going to do. Their ownership group stinks. Like, it's been pretty well known that that has been the case. So that is the only team that I feel really she picked Aaron Rodgers to be the MVP. I believe the Jets are also on her list. But that, to me, I think she's going to feel like that is more of a let's have some fun. That's not going to be a I want to marry
kind of a one-game stand, if you will.
One-season stand is what I would
like. I do have the list of finalists here if you'd like to hear it. So
sure.
The Green Bay Packers are one of six.
Yep. Were they the first one she gave a rose to?
I don't believe so. I think they were not the first team that she announced. But the Packers are one of six. The Miami Dolphins are in the running.
South Florida, tough to beat.
The New York Jets, Tausch just mentioned.
Is it really tough to beat?
As long as she's nice to Tua, she should be fine.
The Cincinnati Bengals. The San Francisco 49ers.
Nah, she's not picking the Niners.
Then why would they be on the list?
I'm just telling you, she's not going to pick the Niners.
And the Chicago Bears.
So I think the Chicago Bears are potentially the biggest threat.
Sneaky threats?
I think if you start looking at the Bengals and understanding what they're all about, you're not going there.
Like, despite your love for Joey B.
Yeah, I think you can have that, the flame can go hot for Joe Burrow for a little bit, and then eventually it burns out. That's not an eternal flame type
Especially because she used to be a St. Louis Rams fan, and the Bengals are kind of like the new St. Louis Rams in a way.
I have no idea what that means.
I don't understand that at all.
Like, don't want to pay.
Well, the Rams aren't cheap. The owner just built a $7 billion stadium.
Never mind.
No, explain it.
When they were in St. Louis, they didn't want to move out of the dome without having to have the
No, they wanted the city to pay for it, just like old boy wants the Bengals deal to. Yeah, that's not okay. If that's your correlation, okay, great.
Thank you.
I think it's going to come down to the Bears and the Pack for her, and I think the Caleb Williams component to this is real. The Bears, I have not watched Hard Knocks, but the Bears are vibing and feeling themselves. I don't think they have aspirations that this is their year. But I think they feel like we finally got it. And they haven't played a snap. That's the beauty of a quarterback, man. That's the beauty of having somebody you believe in and that your team believes in, is that even if it's unguided and just kind of unbeknownst, it's there. And I think the Bears fan base, and I think Smallman's going to go down. I think it's going to be us or them. And that is going to lead to a very interesting little courtship as these roses keep getting handed out.
Well, it's a quick trip from Green Bay to Chicago with lots of quick trip locations in between on I-43 and then, what is it, 94 that takes me into Chicago. Can you make that drive without a stop?
Oh, yeah. From Green Bay? Oh, done it many times, yeah.
As long as you have enough gas.
Yes. If the tank was splashed appropriately, yes. And if I didn't, it would be quick trip is where it's up. Summer weather, it's about to turn to fall. I'm not going to lie to you. It is getting kind of fallish. I played pickle this morning. Had to go with a coat. Had to go with like a nice heavy quarter zip to play because it's chilly out. You know what? That's the deal. My go-to right now from Quick Trip is ground beef straight from the Quickery. $2.99 a pound. Matter of fact, Max made great smash burgers the other night from the Quick Trip Quickery. When I want to make burgers from scratch, it's the perfect ingredient. You know, great ground beef deals aren't the only thing Quick Trip has to offer. How about chicken? Chicken, 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 chicken. Roasted chicken every Monday for $5.99. Bone-in and tenders for $9.99. And today's Wednesday, right, Jesse?
Sure is, Tausch.
Well, did I mention those tenders? $9.99. They're hand-breaded and they're boneless. You can grab Quickery white bread for 99 cents a loaf. Make some sandwiches. And we're in Wisconsin, after all. So the dairy deals at Quick Trip are second to none. Nature's Touch American cheese. Only $1.99. Throw that on your ground beef. Boop. Burgers. Pop. Perfect for a classic grilled cheese with that Quickery white bread. And finish off every meal with Nature's Touch vanilla or chocolate ice cream. You know I'm going to go vanilla for $2.99. All these deals and more at Quick Trip. Download the Quick Rewards app. Order ahead. Earn points. I just got that 25. I just got 25 points for getting ground beef.
Nice.
25 cents off of gas just for doing that. Take care of the payment. Just stop by. Pick it up all. Or you can get it brought curbside as well.
We need to play some trivia. It would be really great if it was...
It's Wednesday, so it's Wisconsin geography.
If it was Wisconsin geography trivia along with chicken trivia.
I don't even have any of the questions here.
I know.
I feel like it's actually been a while since Tausch has been able to play along for Wisconsin Geography Wednesday.
Because
you were in Plattville, you were at Camp Randall.
It's been
a lot
of work. A lot of grinding for me lately.
You are a big grinder. Have you appointed yourself to any new jobs, though?
not as I know of. Not yet.
It is Wisconsin Geography Wednesday. We will take caller. What number is Joe Burrow, Jesse?
Go caller six. There's six teams left in the Schmalman deal.
Yeah, caller six
deal.
Is good.
What is Joe Burrow?
Nine,
what
number I think.
I was going to say nine, I think. But I wanted to ask Jesse because he's so good at naming quarterbacks jersey numbers. Yeah.
I'm shockingly bad at
Kurt
that,
Warner,
actually.
I think he's number six, too, right? Isn't he six? Or is that
right,
Eli
caller
Manning?
Caller six, 844-77. You're always a good sport, Jesse. I was talking to a couple of big fans of the show. Julie was one of them at practice yesterday.
Did you call her Jules?
No, I did not call her Jules, no. She and her husband listened to the show religiously, and she did say that Jesse's a good sport, and I agree. We give him a hard time.
I'm going to call. I think Jeff in Monroe's calling today, and if he does, I have a little
Monroe.
Tease. I have a little tease, because I met somebody that's Jeff Monroe adjacent.
Jeff and Monroe adjacent. Interesting. Caller six right now. So, Jeff, start dialing. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Caller six right now. We'll play Wisconsin Geography Trivia. Next, it's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio. But I won't cry for yesterday. There's an ordinary world. Somehow I have to find you. And this
So close, Touch. It is a Jeff as our contestant.
I can't wait for Jeff because I want to make sure I'm getting the name right, but I... So it's a different Jeff, though, huh? Is it G-E-O-F-F, like Goff Jenkins?
That is not how Jesse has spelled it. I can't confirm the correct spelling, but I think it's just the traditional spelling, and it's Jeff, not in Monroe, in a cheese truck. Instead, Jeff in a beer truck. Jeff, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good.
Traditional spelling on Jeff, Jeff? Or is it a G?
Yes, I am not a Goff.
That's a Goff.
All right, well, let's find out if you're good. That starts with a G. At Wisconsin Geography Trivia, Tausch will play along. If you're in a beer truck, though, I'm guessing you're not watching on YouTube, so you will not get the crucial hints of whether or not he thinks you have a correct answer. So you're on your own. Here we go with question one. Oshkosh, Neenah, Sherwood, and Fond du Lac are all Wisconsin cities that surround which body of water?
Lake Winnebago.
Nice.
It'd be interesting if Jeff was in a Winnebago today, am I right?
Yeah.
No?
He's in a
Jeff,
truck.
Jeff in a beer truck is a Fondy guy, though.
Nice! Aww. Go Cardinals.
You Goodrich? Or Springs?
Yes, sir.
That's it. What year? What year did you graduate?
What's your social security number? How much do you make driving the beer truck?
I just wonder if he's part of the Weissen and Graham's crew from the 94-95 Hoop Squad.
I am in 92, part of the Raymer era.
Oh, Raymer. What a character.
He was a pretty good player.
What a character, Raymer. Awesome.
Yes.
Awesome player.
Just because Jesse will be disappointed, the other options were Lake Mendota and Tausch's undisclosed fishing location as the other bodies of water. He appoints himself to jobs and he pushes the laughing button at his jokes. Question two, Jeff, is this. Longitudinally, which of these Wisconsin cities is located farthest east? Is it Brookfield, Burlington, or Brown Deer?
Brown Deer.
Tausch?
Man drives a truck.
I'm
going to
go
right
with it. I'm going with Jeff. I like Jeff's vibe.
Two for two for Jeff and by association, Tausch. All right, Jeff. Question three. Which of these state parks containing 6.5 miles of shoreline on the Cauldron Falls Reservoir.
Cauldron. What a fun word.
It's a fun... Cauldron Falls Reservoir is no joke either. Yeah, that's another great word.
This is a really fun trivia question. Cauldron Falls. Okay.
All right. Which of these state parks containing 6.5 miles of shoreline on the Cauldron Falls Reservoir is located 15 miles northwest of Crivitz in Marinette County?
Okay.
All right, so which of these state parks, Cauldron Falls Reservoir, north of Crivitz?
Okay.
Is it Governor Nelson State Park, Governor Thompson State Park, or Governor Dodge State Park?
Ugh.
Hello, Governor!
Wow. Gosh, Governor Dodge State Park.
Tausch?
I can't go against Jeff. I think it's Thompson, but I'm going to go with my guy, Jeff.
What is that?
No,
what
I'm
is
going
that?
With Jeff. I'm going with Jeff. I went down with the ship, even though I knew it was Governor Thompson. I went that way.
Oh, you knew, did you?
It's probably Governor Nelson, isn't it?
It was
I
Governor
really
Thompson.
Wish it had.
Governor Thompson.
I really wish it
would have
been
a
Governor
kick
Nelson.
In the teat.
I'm sorry, the kick in the where?
Teat. I said teat. Teat.
Oh, I know what you said. All right, Jeff. You got two out of three. It is Governor Thompson State Park up there north of Krivitz. Yeah, but that still means you got three of the possible four entries.
I think that's an area we need to explore a little bit more.
Falls Reservoir?
Everybody's Door County. You know what? I fall privy to it. I like going up to Door County, too. Just not to shop and do all the stuff that some people like doing. The reservoir, you got the whitewater rafting, and now you got a cauldron reservoir at Tommy Thompson's Park?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to head up there. Yep. Yep.
All right. Well, we look forward to you heading up there. Jeff, travel safely on the roads with your precious cargo in your beer truck, and good luck in the drawing on Friday, buddy. Thanks.
Thanks. Love you guys. I love you guys.
That's it, the only thing that would have been better is if Jeff had been driving a Tito's truck, and we could have said, pour us in, Jeff.
Well, we got game days coming, baby. Oh, next Friday we got a game day. We got a Brazilian game day coming up. And you know what? Tito's handmade vodka on game day. Yeah, pour me in, coach, from a seat in the stands to the best seat on the couch. Root for your favorite team with your favorite team spirit. Stack a spicy bloody for your warm-up. Salt the rim of a Tito-rita for halftime, or take home the win with a Tito's and anything you want. Soda, cranberry water, squeeze a lemon, whatever it might be. You're calling the game. You change up your roster or wash that lucky jersey as long as you make Tito's your first-round bottle pick. Whose house? Oh, you know it's Tito's house. Find cocktail recipes for every fan at titosvodka.com. Crafted to be savored responsibly.
Whoa, Nelly is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
What the hell are you doing? Oh my God. All right, it's time now for Whoa, Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for...
Whoa, Nelly!
On Wildy and Tausch.
If you're watching on the video stream, Tausch has invaded my space in the producer's room to try out the new seat. This is
look
gonna...
how low he looks because he's sitting and you're standing.
How low can you go? Get down on the floor.
The Milwaukee Brewers, we touched on this with Homer, have now won 6 straight games, including a 3-2 win last night. Nail-biter in St. Louis against the Cardinals. They go for 7 in a row tonight. They are 1 game back of the Los Angeles Dodgers, not only for the best record in the National League, but for the best record in all of Major League Baseball. Tausch, are you a believer, and are you ready to say without saying what you want to say?
Believe that! Believe that! I don't know how you cannot not be a believer in what the Milwaukee Brewers are doing. So they can even, Jason, go out to Oakland, Alameda, California, and get swept by the lowly A's this weekend, and I'm still a believer. That's where I'm at. So what they're doing, they're kind of going to finish off the St. Louis Cardinals here. They're up big. It's the end of August. I mean, it's getting to be the end of August. Bring out Dunzo. This division is a wrap.
What are we doing?
With what?
I think you know. This will make some. This should have been a digi only. Next, he's going to be sitting at Hunter's desk using the phone app to be on the show.
Calf raises with AG.
Whoa, Nelly.
Well, just wait a second. Nelly. You're the Brewer fan. Like, yeah, you don't have any feelings?
The 1982 team.
Is it not a wrap? Do we not feel like it's a wrap?
They are up 11 and a half games. Everyone in their division is under 500.
The magic number, 26.
I don't think we should be doing magic numbers when they're anything higher than a single digit.
No, people start doing magic numbers starting in September. I'm not sure. We might not even get to September.
He keeps.
What is that? I don't even know what that means.
It's kind of fun to throw the mic because I can't normally.
You know that's going to break, right?
I understand. Well, everything else is broke, so who cares?
It's fair, I guess.
What are we doing?
Whoa, Nelly!
I'm starting to think this is a bad idea.
No, no.
So I'm looking for some advice. Becca and I are looking at booking a cruise coming up here pretty soon. You know, I got some vacation days I still got to use up. I've never been on a cruise before. Any advice on what to look for or what to do on a cruise?
Yeah, don't go.
Make sure there's a casino on the cruise ship. Make sure there's some good stops along the way. I just went on a Packer cruise a few years ago. I guess it was pre-pandemic. I've not been a big cruise guy. I did one early in my Packers career, and that's where I got to meet Lynn Dickey and Fuzzy, and mm-hmm. It was awesome. Casino was on there. Casino was on the last one.
Wait, the movie?
Yeah, they played it right on the big screen out in the pool. I think that's critical. And then also, don't go more than 4 days. You don't want to be doing a week. Although I'll say, I saw during the COVID pandemic, cruise ships always took a beating. They're starting to do this around the world cruise. And they were starting to do the economics of it. And it actually kind of made sense. So, Jesse, as much time as you take off, if you decide you wanted to take 6 months of paid time, I don't know how that would work for you. Don't be besmirching cruises, Jason. Don't besmirch them. Just don't go for a long period of time. I think you want to keep it tight, especially on your first cruise opportunity. Watch your head. I don't want to bury you with this mic.
Don't go. My advice remains unchanged.
Why?
Because it's a petri dish.
This is coming from a guy that never leaves his basement. Jason, if the girl said, you know what, Dad, I really want to go on a cruise, you guys would be on a cruise.
Yeah, but they haven't.
Because you're infiltrating him with petri dish.
I haven't said anything about
you
a cruise
just
to them.
Said it.
Well, they're not listening to the show.
Yeah.
On the golf course.
I bet you they're the best golfers, too.
Sid's not playing yet. She's not in high school. Next.
Whoa, Nelly!
Bill Barnwell wrote a very long article over at ESPN. A very, very long. In fact, while Tausch was flinging microphones at me, I was writing down the five teams he listed here because it's so long I couldn't scroll through it on my phone because I can't get to my computer because Tausch is sitting right next to me. So that's got a great thing going on. Five teams that are expected to decline in 2024 in the NFL. Who are the five teams you think Bill Barnwell identifies that are likely to decline in 2024? Remember, he was right about the Packers a couple of years ago with it.
I think he has the San Francisco 49ers. You got a bell? Are you going to hit the bell or not?
You're in the way of my mouse.
Okay.
Okay, there we go.
oh, really? He's not. I think the Houston Texans, he's going to say, are going to decline. Jeez, I'm 0 for 2. He's not going to say the Packers. He's all in on the Packers. He said the Packers?
No, he didn't.
Well, then
that would have been a bell.
I'm not asking who he didn't pick. I'm asking who he did pick.
But I'm saying he did. Detroit Lions. I'm 0 for 3. I don't even think I could try to get all these wrong. Cleveland Browns. I had a baby. All right, I'm just going to stick with that. I'm 1 for 4. I'm hitting 250. That's not bad.
Philadelphia Eagles. Baltimore Ravens.
Jason's much better at this than you.
Yeah, he's reading Barnwell stuff.
I'm not.
I have it written down on paper actually, right here. You could have cheated and looked at it.
I'm not cheating. And those are the only teams that I can think of. You took the other team that I would have guessed. So I don't... those are all playoff teams last year. So are they playoff teams?
No, not from last year.
Because we just did three of them, or four of them, that were playoff teams last year. The whole concept of declining, like if you stink, are you suggesting that they're going to decline further?
Yeah. One of these teams acquired two quarterbacks this offseason.
The Atlanta Falcons?
No. Pittsburgh Steelers. Come on, bro.
Pittsburgh Steelers.
What? Don't come on, bro me. You didn't say them.
He didn't give me that clue.
And the other one is already a bad team in the NFC that he thinks is going to get even worse.
The Atlanta Falcons?
No.
Cardinals?
Other choice.
Giants? Yeah, I could see the Giants stinking pretty bad.
So of those five, anyone that you don't believe is going to decline?
Well, what were the Giants last year?
Not good.
No.
This is the one microphone system.
I don't think we're going to ever try this again.
I got news for you. If he comes through that door, you're not going to stop him if he decides to do it again.
Yeah, more, or is that...
What are you looking at, by the way? Are you watching the show on YouTube?
The videos.
Yeah. I'm watching. I don't know how Jesse gets anything done. He's got sound buttons. He's got the little deal with all the sound waves going up. He's got a lot of stuff. Listen, I think there is a potential... Barnwell, I'm not going to tell him how to write. But you don't go with a 5-win team and say they're going to get worse. Nobody cares. Playoff teams
Correct.
That aren't going to make
this is,
it.
This is what I was trying to say.
I think Pittsburgh is going to be such a fascinating case study with what they do and how that plays itself out throughout this season.
They were 10-7 last year.
Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Giants were 6-11
It's still so amazing to me that Pittsburgh gets such a, Mike Tomlin, for winning more games than they lose. But they're sitting there, and they have not been contenders or even close to it really since, 17? It's been 8 years, man.
They got your guy Russell Wilson, though, your friend.
My buddy.
All right. Whoa, Nelly.
Whoa, Nelly!
Are you going to do a Fortrea read here?
Am I going to do a Fortrea? We're going to get our microphones fixed, and then I won't have to be in here, and it costs a little bit of money. So we're going to all, over at the ESPN Madison office, going to look at jumping in, because it's not just for big people that Fortrea's got. So they got studies for everybody. We highlight the big folks. Healthy men, ages 18 to 60, BMI 18 to 32. Study, one stay, 16 nights, one follow-up, compensation, $8,075 for your time and participation. Another one, a little bit longer. Healthy adults, ages 18 to 60, BMI 18 to 32. This study, one stay, 14 nights, 11 follow-ups, but $13,006 will fit real nice in your pocket. Or for a friend, you get another $400 per qualified referral. Head over to fortreaclinicaltrials.com. That's Fortrea, Fortrea, clinicaltrials.com.
We will wrap things up next.
It's not a touch screen.
Just right. No, he's got this little touch screen.
Not a touch screen.
Nothing, though. Okay. Great places, South Dakota.
We got to get the Chippewa Falls.
I'm not in a mood for drawing with Mike Tyson.
Oh, God.
He's proud of his town. You know, that's a damn rare thing these days.
Apparently they like green and gold.
This thing is crazy, huh? Yeah, it is crazy. What do you think, Jason? Why is that not clicking? What do you think, Jason? No?
Where's Wildy?
That's a great question, Jason.
Never again.
You have a child. In your studio area, in the producer's room.
Yep.
Were there any buttons that he missed?
Yes.
If you notice, though, it all kind of went together. Where's Wildy? That's a great thematic question.
Yeah.
Is it touch? It's Wildy and touch, isn't it?
I have a wide smile on my face. That was entertaining. Don't ever do it again. We'll wrap things up next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com. It's a beautiful day.
Did you have fun back there, Tasha? Are you going to be producing Jim,
what?
Matt, and Molly today? You're Mark.
No, I will not be.
Another M.
But I'm guessing with Jesse's new volleyball schedule, I'll step in and just produce and do the show. That might be kind of a fun day.
So the Packers did not technically practice today. They jog-throughed today. Does that make sense?
Jog-through.
So I didn't really miss anything.
No. I think they're looking at this, I think, just like it's a game for tomorrow. I think anytime you're doing a joint practice, you want to go in there, you want to put your best foot forward, you want to be as rested as you can. And I'm sure, even though they had a day off, on Monday from their travel back from Denver, I think this is one of those, let's build, and let's go and perform against a really good team. The best team in the NFL last year during the regular season, I do believe. And let's build and see where we measure up, and we want to make sure we're putting our best foot forward. So training camp soft. Let's just be honest about it. What is this going to be, their 12th padded practice throughout training camp?
Yeah, it hasn't. Yeah, I mean, today was technically practice number 18. Tomorrow will technically be number 19.
And that's not padded, right?
No,
18?
Obviously, the first four weren't padded. Yesterday, they were in shoulder pads, but shorts. And then today,
I assume padded. Anytime you get shoulder pads, I don't count that as a padded.
And then today, I don't know. I wasn't there, and there were no photos allowed or video.
Well, it's because they're game planning.
Super secret game planning for the Ravens.
For Baltimore.
Yeah.
Hey, you joke. We did that. We struggled in a couple preseason games. It's preseason three. We game planned it because we were sick and tired of all the narrative and things like that. So
you think that's possible?
100%. Yes.
Interesting. I thought, what happened to the whole excuse of, well, we're not worried because we haven't been game planning?
No, it's not going to be extensive, but not for the game. I'm talking about for tomorrow.
Okay. Well, we'll see. I will be eager to see how the Ravens look and how the Packers look against them. That joint
you'll
practice.
Be able to quote them evermore.
Indeed, I will, Edgar Allan Tauscher. We will do this again tomorrow. We will have updates from the joint practice with the Ravens. Thanks to Brian Bulaga. Thanks to Homer. And thanks to you for coming along for the ride with us today. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch? Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on Wisconsin On Demand.